Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. All the features completely free, so enjoy those on us. That is FreeTalkLive.com. As we go back right into the phone calls here, Tim has been holding patiently in Illinois. Now, Tim, we had just scratched the surface of your call a few moments ago in hour number two, and you had started out by telling us that you have a wife. You've been married for, was it 3 years?
We've been married for almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years in August.
And you're a fairly young couple. You said you had just gone to prom not too long ago.
Correct, about 3 years ago.
Okay, and what, did you get married right out of high school?
Yeah, basically.
Gotcha. Now, you say your wife just doesn't get the whole liberty and freedom thing, and I want to get more into that, but first a little bit about you, Tim. How long have you gotten liberty and freedom? I mean, as a young man, you couldn't have been too long, right?
Well, I've always been a pretty big fan of John Stossel since, like, eighth grade.
Oh, wow.
So I've kind of always got it, and I picked up on it pretty early. I was a Democrat when I was younger, but that's because my dad was, and I've kind of grown in liberty.
Excellent. So. Now, so your wife has been with you for the last 3 years, basically, and has she just hasn't picked up on the things that you've been picking up on? You feel like you haven't been effective in communicating the ideas to her, and you were giving us one example, but I just wanted to, you know, sort of have you expound on that a bit.
Right. Well, she was just driving down the road, and the cop came behind her and saw her for a couple of blocks, and then, you know, flashed his cherries. And so she pulled over to the side. He pulled over. He took, like, 10 minutes getting out of the car. He got out of the car, and he came and said, you know, those things dangling from your rearview mirror, that's against the law. And she's like, really? I didn't know. He's like, well, you know, I could write you a ticket for this. And she's like, oh, I had no idea. I'll take them down. And he's like, yeah. And so he asked for her driver's license and her insurance. So she's digging around looking for her insurance and everything. And he just continues just spout out different things like, you know, I don't got all day. And so she
after he made her wait 10 minutes. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So he, you know, she gets out her insurance card and her license and gives it to him. He goes back to the car. And he wrote her out a warning for having the thing.
Like, Tim, are you on a voiceover IP line at all?
No, I'm not.
Okay, cell phone?
Yeah.
All right,
it's a little bad.
It's a little iffy, but go ahead. You're still understandable.
All right. Yeah, and so he's like, just don't let it happen again, and went about his merry way.
So wait, did you say it was a warning or a ticket? I missed that.
It was a warning.
Okay.
He could have written her a ticket.
Got it. He did her a favor.
Well, I'm going to let you go on having something hanging from your rearview mirror today, ma'am, but don't let it happen again.
Exactly.
I wonder, you know, it makes you wonder how many robberies, murders, rapes occurred in town at that particular time. Mm-hmm. I don't know that any did, but couldn't he have been working on some that had happened in the past instead of hassling somebody about something hanging from the rearview
mirror?
Well,
that's his job, Mark.
That's the same point I made to her, and she says, well, you know, it just makes me feel safe.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy crap.
She had been driving with it there for 3 years.
Right. But she, you know, and she just says, you know, it makes me feel safe knowing that someone, you know, actually cares about something like that. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I don't know.
This is ridiculous.
You know, a lot of times cops pull over, they try to find reasons to pull over young, pretty women, too.
Yeah.
That's correct, yeah.
So
I've heard that happen before.
So she believed that the cop was actually protecting her in that particular case.
I told her, you should have just said, hey, you know, I've had these on here for 3 years, never been bothered. I don't see why it's an issue. I'm going to leave them. He writes you a ticket. We fight it in court, and we win. And she's like, yeah, but I really just didn't want to be a bother. And, like, it's not about being a bother. It's, you know, it's the principle of the thing. It's not, you know,
asserting
there
your
is a law. If there is a law against that, it's a ridiculous law, and, you know, let's try and sort this out. But
I wonder how she would have felt if the cop had confiscated the garter. It was a garter belt, correct?
Right.
I wonder how she would have felt then.
I don't know.
Ma'am, I'm going to let you off with a warning today, which means he wouldn't have to enter any paperwork whatsoever, but I will need to be confiscating that as evidence.
So contraband.
I'm going to be taking some of your undergarments just as evidence here.
Right. Need to run some tests. So, you said you had a second example for
us. Yeah. Well, unfortunately, since we are a young married couple, we have two babies.
Wow.
We are unfortunately on the Illinois government health care.
Okay.
I myself have never gone to the doctor because I just don't want to deal with it.
Right.
But because we have babies, we have to deal with that.
Is it your whole family that's on or just the kids?
Correct.
Wait, which one's correct?
Well.
Okay,
my wife. Everyone, even including myself, I don't get involved. I've never been to the hospital doctor. I just let things just work themselves out.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife has asthma, really bad asthma. So, you know, she goes to the doctor occasionally to get refills of albuterol. Okay.
What is it?
And albuterol.
Okay.
Inhalers?
Yes. Okay. Go ahead, sir.
For asthma. And so we're on the government health care thing, and she got a packet in the mail for this, like, specialized asthma program. And it was sent directly to her. And, I asked her, how do they know that you have asthma? You know, why would they send this directly to you and not to our family or whatever? She's like, well, I'm sure they probably, you know, look at my records and everything. I'm like,
sure.
That's doctor-patient confidentiality. Why, you know, regardless, we're on the government healthcare system, but, you know, there's got to be some sort of law there that they're breaking.
Hold on. Who sent the package? I'm not too clear on that.
The government healthcare program.
Well, why are you surprised and shocked that the government has the information that you've given to them? I don't know what the issue is.
Well, I mean, because we go and see doctors. They're not state doctors.
They might as well be.
Doctors. Right.
Well, it sounds like he might be right, that it might be a HIPAA violation. I don't know. I mean, of course, the government seems to be sacrosanct. Of course, they wouldn't misuse your information.
Well, you get into bed with the state, and they're going to collect all the information they can and use it in whatever way they want to. I mean, that's just a fact.
Right. And her whole stance on it was, well, you know, it's kind of cool that they have this information, and, you know, if anything happens, they know it's wrong. I'm like, yeah, but that's just not... You just don't understand.
Do you feel like you've gotten anywhere with her over the last few years?
She understands the whole marijuana thing, but that's as far as it goes.
Okay. Huh.
She thinks that my support of Ron Paul is in vain, that it's not going to go anywhere. I don't know. I try and talk to her, and you know,
does she tend to be apolitical, or does she take a position on anything?
Well, she took the world's smallest political quiz, and she was right in the center, dead center. So I mean,
that's better than a 0-0. I mean, it's better than being an authoritarian.
No, what that means is she answered maybe to everything,
right.
Pretty much. Yeah,
it means that she's apolitical. She just doesn't know. She feels comfortable that the police are pulling her over for having her undergarments hanging from the rearview mirror, and I don't know. I mean, she's just not a political type person.
Now, as a
that doesn't mean she's not a good wife.
As a man who has a wife who is formerly in the working for a bureaucracy, who I don't know. Would you describe her as political? I don't know her well enough to make that call.
I would say somewhat.
So, I mean, what would you as a, and you too, Wayne, your wife is probably even more apolitical than Mark's.
Yeah, but if she were a bureaucrat, she'd be in everybody's business.
What would your advice be to Tim here as far as, you know, how to approach helping nudge his wife along the right direction?
Tim, your relationship with your wife is a personal one, and I would assume that you love her deeply and get along with her on a whole bunch of levels.
Right.
And I wouldn't get frustrated at all. You might, you know, you can point things out to her, but I wouldn't get emotionally involved in what I was trying to point out to her, mm-hmm. if she gets it or doesn't get it, because that's not what your relationship's about. Be your libertarian self, but don't try to jam it down her throat, because that's not going to really amount to anything. You know,
so you're saying don't compromise your principles for her, but at the same time, don't jam your principles down her throat.
I'm not saying that you can't do some compromises. I think that putting the letting the family go on state health care, although I wouldn't like it and he doesn't like it, if you can't get anything else and you don't have a lot of money, I can understand.
800-259-9231. Tim, thanks for the call. We'll have Wayne answer after the in a moment here. And your calls as well. If you've got some advice for Tim, if you've had a reluctant spouse, whether male or female, would love to hear your story as well. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free, including live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both for free. Free Talk Live. Com. And wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to NeverGetBusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that's gained world attention. That's NeverGetBusted.com. So we had Tim on the show a little while ago, one of our callers from Illinois, and he was talking about how he's got a young wife, and they've been together for 3 years or so, and she had a run-in with the police recently, and it was just sort of a silly little thing where they demanded that she take a garter belt down from her rearview mirror because apparently it was violating the law that prevents you from having things hanging from your rearview mirror in Illinois.
Who knew that this law existed?
Apparently they didn't because they'd had it up there for 3 years and no one had gotten hurt yet.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, she felt as though she were being helped by the police officer in that particular case. And she was totally A-OK with the cops' involvement in her life in that area. And sort of brought us back to, you know, the question of, or I brought it, us to, you know, the question of if you have a spouse, whether they be husband or wife, who is reluctant to understand, to comprehend the concepts of liberty and freedom, what are the best ways to help them with that without being pushy? You know, what are the best ways to slowly sort of inculcate them with your viewpoint without making them angry? And, Wayne, I wanted to have you sort of chime in on this as a man in a similar situation, though you've been married for a lot longer.
I've had mixed results. I think the thing that works the best is to ask questions that kind of steer them into the direction you want to go. As passionate as you are about liberty because you know you understand the concept, most people around you don't, and you just have to put out well-placed questions to make them think about their assumptions about things.
So
you want to drip over time with people and not hit it with the fire hose right away.
Questions are so critical, and it's not just they're not just important for dealing with a spouse or a loved one, but with a coworker or with anybody else that you're interested in helping discover liberty. Mm-hmm. You really can't puke it on them. It's not effective communication to just puke out all your libertarian principles and viewpoints all over somebody and expect them to just absorb it up and say, "Yes, you're right. I've been waiting for you." You know, that's just
right.
Not the response you're going
to
get.
Because to some extent, that's saying you have to that person, you haven't thought about this issue at all, so therefore you're kind of dumb.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't had a chance in their entire life to form an opinion on it. People have to come to decisions on their own.
On their own.
And
that's what questions allow them to do.
They have to be their idea.
A good question basically plants a seed. It plants a seed of an idea, of a concept, and allows that person to analyze that at a later date when they're laying in bed trying to go to sleep. That question's going to come back at them at that point, and that's when they're going to start to really flip it over in their head. Because if you start to push an issue or you push a viewpoint on them when you're face-to-face with somebody, they're going to reject you, especially if they have an opposing viewpoint at that particular point in time. They're going to reject you and whatever it is that you say, and they're not going to think anything else about it. If they do think something else about it, they're going to think, boy, that Wayne Sheet, he sure is a jerk. Or Mark, or
they're going to figure out ways
that about me, of course,
to bolster their argument. I think that
you're right. They dig in further and they come up with their defenses.
And not every time. Sometimes even in an argument, somebody can make a point that people will think about. But I don't know.
It's very, very rare.
You have to have people. What you have to be dealing with there is a person who's willing to look at things logically as opposed to emotionally. And most people are looking at things emotionally.
So asking questions is critical. It's an art. It's something that takes practice. There are some really great tapes and books out there. The Advocates for Self-Government, super organization that is dedicated to helping people communicate liberty effectively to their friends, coworkers, and family members, and total strangers as well. I would recommend going to theadvocates.org and look into the book by Michael Cloud that I should know the title of, considering it's the one I'm in the middle of reading right now, Secrets of Libertarian Persuasion. Is, I believe, the title. It's based off of an old audio tape set that he had back in the 1990s, which is also excellent. A lot of the same information. There's just, you know, the audio version, and then there's the book version. Great examples of essentially verbal judo, where you take, you know, people's assertions about government, and you basically you turn around and you use their own points to ask really important questions that get them into that thinking process, that plant those seeds. And what's most important is understanding that this is a process. It's a learning experience that takes time.
And
no one's going to convert overnight. This could take years.
And what's most important to people, when they're adopting new ideas or deciding to buy a product or, you know, all kinds of decision-making reasons is relationships. they care about the relationship they have with you. Mm-hmm. If you're the relationship, your relationship is adversarial in a particular area or in general, they don't want that relationship. They're not going to learn from that. Mostly, what matters to them is how you present it to them. So if you present it to them from the point of view that I have your best interests at heart, there you go.
Now, obviously, the way to leapfrog all this and avoid it all is to not get involved in a status relationship in the first place and find an existing libertarian. But very difficult.
I don't think I even agree with that.
Well, and I'm with you on that, Mark. In that, if you get into a relationship with someone who's ideologically different from you in some ways, then that gives you that opportunity to convert that person and create a new libertarian. Whereas instead of taking an existing libertarian off the market,
I don't think that doesn't come into play at all for me.
No?
I think that. You're looking for personal relationships with somebody who's compatible with you. Look for that and forget your political ideologies. Now, I'm not saying they don't come into play. Obviously, somebody who's a dyed-in-the-wool socialist isn't going to get along with me. But they don't have to be a tried and true libertarian for me to get along with them any more than they have to be for to be a friend or anything else like that. I want to know who I get along with.
By the way, Mark, people have asked this in the past if there was a libertarian sort of matchmaking service out there, because that's actually in pretty high demand amongst libertarians, because it's hard to find libertarians and, be good to get them together.
Because they're fringe zealots? Okay, go ahead.
We're not zealots, and nor are we fringe.
Our
position is the correct position, and it makes sense, and it's right. But I don't know if you can approach these guys from an advertising perspective, because they don't actually charge for their website, but I figured I'd give them a free mention because I came across it. LibertarianPassions.com. There actually is now, and it looks to be relatively new, there actually is a website that is dedicated to bringing liberty-minded people together for relationships, which I think is pretty darn cool, and it's been in high demand. Our listeners have been wondering about that, LibertarianPassions.com. I can't vouch for it or anything like that, but it seems pretty neat, and they claim it's free.
Yeah, well, I'll be talking to them about advertising.
All right. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Frank.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to, again, say that, I really support what Cindy Sheehan did, in the sense that she really did her best to focus attention on the upfront tragedy of the troops that have been committed to Afghanistan and Iraq. And the interesting thing is it's such a small part of the population that, I thought she did a terrific job challenging the status quo, the current Bush policy. And again, I think the lesson that she learned and that we all have to learn is that we can't expect a political official or an elected official to really do what we're going to have to do, as...
I'd like to know what you say. When you say what we're going to have to do, I'd like to know what you mean by that. So hang on. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1377. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1377. That's 1-800-955-1377.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. Over 235,000 posts, over 1,400 people interacting, lots to talk about, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all discussed, and it is all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
As we return to the phones, it is Frank in New York. Now, Frank, you had said before we went to break there that political officials, you were talking in regards to Cindy Sheehan and her throwing in the towel, getting sick and tired of activism and not really feeling like she was doing what much, which, by the way, I think Cindy Sheehan had a huge effect on a lot of people, but
I
nonetheless.
Do too. I commend her immensely because it was very courageous for her to do, but I think what we have to realize is that the Democratic Party and the Republican Party both got us into this mess. And
yes,
they really didn't challenge the information or actually read the enabling legislation that allowed the commitment of troops to go through. But I think when I said we're going to have to, we just can't trust the elected politicians, by that I mean on the grassroots level, the voters and even the non-voters are going to have to go to the representatives. They're going to have to turn out at the rallies against the war to bring the troops back. And they're going to have to actually begin to realize that even though we have confusing executive orders and legislation that has been passed, you know, by a Senate and a Congress that hasn't even read the legislation they've enacted,
mm-hmm,
that the individual and the Constitution still is the supreme law of the land. And if it means that the individuals are going to have class action suits in the federal courts.
Can you sue the... I don't think you can sue the government like that.
Well, the point is, there will be cases whereby individuals' rights have been violated, such as the there's an appeal now going on with the American citizen that was detained at Guantanamo, and the fact that, you know, they still haven't been able to have access to the charges and his attorneys, and the fact that the federal court, not the Supreme Court, has stated that the military courts have legislation over that. That case is going to have to make it to the Supreme Court so that the legality of the alternative military courts being applied to American citizens in violation of, you know, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, that has to be resolved legally. Now, the only way to really...
Which they may just resolve it and say that they just might just uphold it, you know? They might do
that.
Well,
the point is, but the point is the Supreme Court really doesn't want to deal with that, nor does the federal court, nor does the Bush administration, nor does Attorney Gonzalez, and certainly not the former attorney Ashcroft. They don't want to deal with that because ultimately, you know, it will undercut the system and the administrative...
It'll undercut
their
power.
The legal mechanism that they, you know, set up in 2001, 2002, 2003, 2006.
Right, which has now been made legal by the Military Commissions Act of 2006.
Correct. And that even should be challenged because that affects the...
But you're saying...
There's no check and balance regarding when the government, the executive, or the Justice Department can call anyone, a citizen, an enemy, combatant, or... you know, even when they aren't engaged in, you know, any military activity. So there's so many unconstitutional provisions within that that it has to be really struck down. And the bad news is we know with the history of the civil rights movement and different things that it can take up to 10, 15, 18 years going through the judicial system. And by that time, many, many people's lives have been ruined.
It's a true tragedy, and Frank, you're absolutely right, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it. At 800-259-9231, he's right. I mean, the court system moves like molasses. It's slow, and people will lose their lives in the meantime. But, you know, are the Republicans and the Democrats going to lead the charge to put a stop to all this? Not really. Maybe Ron Paul.
Not to mention the court system's extraordinarily expensive and prohibitive for that very reason.
Right.
You know, if a lot of times it's just not worth taking to court what's right simply because it'll cost you your life savings.
Yeah, the Pentagon's got a lot of money to spend in the courts if they need to. 800-259-9231. I'm not saying it's not worthwhile, but maybe it's not worthwhile. Then again, what do you do? I mean, what do you do to put a stop to this? It's Guantanamo Bay crap. All the other awful things that the government is doing in your name with your tax dollars. I think that instead of lobbying your legislators, I think it'd be more effective to do some civil disobedience and promote those few candidates that are out there with a true principled anti-war message. If Ron Paul, for instance, gets a real a significant amount of support behind him, as it seems like he's getting on the internet, if that translates into everywhere else and Americans really kind of get excited by his message, and he's being promulgated and promoted out there to where people can hear it and say, yeah, finally, somebody with, you know, will get us out of this war and shut down Guantanamo Bay and all these other things. I don't know if Ron Paul will do that. I presume he would. We'd have to ask him that personally.
Yeah, I believe he would.
But nonetheless, you know, having that one candidate get promoted will inevitably result in other candidates adopting his mentality. They'll adopt his message. They'll co-opt it to a certain extent. Whether or not they'll actually do anything about it when they get into office, that's a whole other question. I wouldn't trust him as far as I can throw them. But I think he'd be more effective supporting those few principled candidates that are out there and also being civilly disobedient and not paying taxes. I think that if more people would actually go through and have the courage to do that, to say, look, this government is not acting in my name. I do not consent to this government anymore. I'm no longer going to be consensually sending my money to this government anymore. And if more people would take that position, I mean, they wouldn't be able to lock us all up in prison.
A lot of people are blogging now for that very reason, too. There's always something you can do, no matter how little it might seem to you, that contributes. Because people do searches, they might pull up your blog, and your blog entry might be featured on the evening news one night. You don't know.
You're right. You never know whose life you're going to touch when you reach out there.
Well, the We the People organization is essentially doing what you've said, is they're withholding their taxes until they get some answers to their questions. And I think this is a pretty good thing that they're doing. GiveMeLiberty.org?
Yeah, that is their website. They are withholding taxes, and there are several thousand people that are doing that. And they have signed on with a class action lawsuit. So they're sort of attacking it from both ends. They're not only are they withholding taxes, but they're also going through the court system as well. And, of course, it's taking forever. And the courts are doing everything they can to shut them down on whatever sort of technicalities they can. And it's really just, it's really disappointing as far as they're trying to utilize their First Amendment right to petition the government to get a redress of grievances, to get their questions answered. The government refuses to answer their questions. They take it to court, and then the court says, nah, we don't have to answer your questions. So, I mean, it's getting to the point with the We the People organization that they're about ready to throw in the political towel, at least from the way I read their articles. I don't know if that's where they're going immediately, but it seems like if they can't get a success at the Supreme Court, that doesn't mean they're going to all of a sudden start paying their taxes again, I can tell you that. If they take their case all the way to the top and they lose, as I would expect they would, then they're not going to all of a sudden just bend over and start giving in. They're going to continue withholding their taxes. And then what? Then what? Are going to start rounding up tax dodgers and throwing them into camps? 800-259-9231. Let's go to Ian in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Smoking and your slanted view, and I just wanted to get Mark's opinion and Wayne's. And I've been listening for a long time, and I actually was getting mad. I wanted to actually punch the radio for a first time in a long time.
Why?
Like, with your view on smoking. And
cigarettes? What do you mean?
It kills.
What, the view that smoking can
secondhand
kill?
Secondhand smoke.
I didn't say secondhand smoke killed. When did I say that?
No, I do.
Hold on. You're saying secondhand smoke kills. Great. Hang on, Ian. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. I wonder if he's going to cite the EPA study for us. Because that's about all there is out there.
Let's pull that baby up.
This is your show. You take control even in these remaining moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/BuyDirect and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide tax relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue-ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control in these remaining moments by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Just enough time for your call. If you make it now, it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, completely free. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. By the way, that's, you know, your regular Amazon website. You're just entering through our special portal. You know Amazon, they're the world's largest internet retailer, 41 categories of products, all kinds of different things from their huge selection of books to DVDs to office products, baby stuff, furniture, I mean, sporting goods. It's all there, including their brand new grocery section, even products that you can't even touch, like Amazon Unbox. There are people that were using Amazon.freetalklive.com to actually rent movies and watch them on their computer, which is actually pretty nice because we get an even bigger cut of the Amazon Unbox. But basically, you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon cuts us a percentage of your sale. So buy whatever you need for life and feel good that, A, you're getting a pretty good deal, because Amazon tends to have really good prices. B, you are also getting free Super Saver shipping on a lot of items. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And C, you're helping Free Talk Live. In fact, I just got the statistics for March. Yes, March. I just got the statistics for March, and we did more sales in March than we did in either of the Christmas months.
Wow.
November and December.
Really?
It dropped off after, you know, expectedly, the sales dropped off after December. So January, February, a little on the lower side in comparison to those 2 months. I certainly didn't expect it to jump up. I think we did something like, I'm just pulling numbers out of my head here, but I think we did something like, we got about $800 in commissions in the month of December, or $800 or $900, and in March we got $1,100, which is awesome.
It's really helpful in, promoting Free Talk Live.
And it's great, too, because people are buying everything from the littlest items, from, you know, a box of cereal at the grocery store, all the way up to high-dollar items. Like, a couple people bought laptops, I think, in the month of March. People are buying books for college. I mean, whatever you need, it's great, because we get a cut. Amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, let's go back to Ian in Georgia. Now, Ian, you are taking me to task for suggesting that secondhand smoke may not be so dangerous after all. You think that it is. What do you have to say about it?
For not bringing up the other side. Yeah. Well, I only, you know what there is, what there is in print. Like, there is the American Cancer Society thing, and that has a lot of information on why it's bad.
The American Cancer Society website or report of some sort?
Report. Correct.
Now, most of the reports are usually gleaning their information from the EPA study that was done in the
1983.
Okay. Exactly. Now, and there are new studies as well.
Let me read a little bit of print for you from thestraightdope.com. The controversy over ETS, that's environmental tobacco smoke, secondhand smoke, and the EPA report has been marked by accusations of conspiracy, bias, cooked data, so one has to tread carefully. Nonetheless, a few tentative conclusions can be drawn. The first is that under the most charitable interpretation, the EPA's evidence that ETS is carcinogenic comes perilously close to noise level. You're not sure if what you're seeing is a real effect or just random spikes in the data. The EPA report was based not on original research but on meta-analysis of 11 existing studies. The analysis purported to show the ETS, that's environmental tobacco smoke, caused a 19% increase in the risk of lung cancer. Well, it seems like a respectably large number. Remember, it comes from an epidemiological study which attempts to infer casualty based on association in the data. What they did is they took people who had got lung cancer and had been exposed to environmental tobacco smoke, and they attributed that lung cancer to the environment of tobacco smoke. That doesn't follow. Hunt. I'm sorry.
Right. There are UK studies. China just let out a study on smokers. Over like 540 million Chinese are exposed or something, and 100,000 die. Now, I know what you're saying by that's not a lot.
Well, in China, they're exposed to a lot of far worse things with all the
pollution.
Pollution there is a mess.
Right, they're a country that's just now seeing their sort of industrial revolution. They don't have the environmental protections that we do have in the United States. You're assuming that the air in China is like the air it is here. You're also assuming these people aren't coal miners.
Yeah, what about the fire?
I'm just wondering why. Why would China also say there's such danger for secondhand smoke and
Europe and America? Well, it's the government position. It's the government position, dude. I mean, it gives them an excuse to regulate something. It gives them an excuse to control things. They love that stuff.
You know, in my early 20s, I was a bartender, and I used to bartend a lot of really busy nights where the place would be wall-to-wall people, cigarette smoke. You could barely see the person next to you. And I can tell you my lungs have cleared up pretty well. But, you know, if I go now, I won't go into a place like that. And if I were a bartender, I'd find a bar that was smoke-free.
You know, it's also the government position in a lot of countries that recycling is the right thing to do, that recycling is helping the earth, that recycling is just wonderful, and that's full of bunk, too.
Correct.
Now, Ian, well, I want to go just...
Recycling cans, it makes sense.
Recycling cans
even,
is the exception.
But
right.
If it's voluntary,
on the
it's fine.
Okay, we got to let you go, pal. Sorry about that.
I wanted to talk to him.
You can still make your point.
Right. The point that I want to make on this in particular is, think about Camel non-filter cigarettes. There are people that smoke Camel non-filtered cigarettes every day of their life for 50 years. Mm-hmm. And then they may or may not die of lung cancer. Likely those Camel non-filters finally caused them lung cancer. Now that's concentrated, unfiltered tobacco smoke, just like the smoke that would be coming off the front of a cigarette that a secondhand smoker might be smoking.
Okay, sure.
Except it's much more concentrated because you're pulling on the end of the cigarette as opposed to just having it sort of wafting around the air around you. And those people make it 50 years. It doesn't make it any sense, and I haven't heard of any of them, ever. I have never heard of one of them that makes it 10. You know, 10 years of smoking Camel non-filters, they die of lung cancer. Which I just can't see that the long-term exposure of this, you know, this diluted tobacco smoke, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah,
now,
agree.
I'm not saying you should sit in a closed-up Lincoln Continental with somebody who's smoking. I don't think that that's necessarily good for you.
Yeah, it's not going to necessarily make you feel good or make you healthy.
Unless it's marijuana.
Marijuana doesn't have the chemicals in it, the cancer-causing chemicals in it that tobacco companies have added to their cigarettes. I don't think tobacco smoke is good for you. I don't think that diluted secondhand tobacco smoke is good for you. The likelihood that it's killing 3,000 Americans a year sounds like poppycock to me.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. Let's go to the phones. You can take control. It is Matt in Illinois on the Amplifier line. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind?
First off, on the smoking issue, why even bother with the studies? It doesn't matter. The government shouldn't be regulating it one way or another.
That's right.
The marketplace lets regulate it.
Good point.
As somebody said, if you want to go to a place where people smoke, then you go to a place where people smoke. If you don't want to go,
you don't go.
Yep, you choose.
I think that that's true, but when you start looking at secondhand smoke, you get to the for the children aspect, and I think most people are going to say that child abuse is wrong. Now, child abuse gets into an issue, and you know, the gray area of degrees. If you know, beating your child about the head and face with a stick is wrong and illegal, is exposing them to secondhand smoke just a smaller degree of that?
And what about exposing them to Barney? I mean, what about that?
Right. You know, and the government can come up with all kinds of things. If you're feeding your child too many of certain types of foods, they get overweight or they're under malnourished. They're not getting enough vitamin C.
It's a slippery slope. It's scary.
It goes a long way, and we're closer to the end of it than the beginning of it.
I'd like to also see more cigarette companies come out with healthier tobacco, because as people know now, that a lot of tobacco has been genetically engineered to have more nicotine in it, to be more addictive, and there's more harmful chemicals in that. I'd like to see somebody come out with a healthier tobacco.
They have American Spirits?
They have that, yeah, but I don't think they market as aggressively as they could.
Well, maybe you should get in the game, Wayne. Wayne's Own Cigarettes. All right.
Organic.
Matt, we're short on time. What else did you want to cover?
Well, I think that taking my children's freedom away is abusing them.
There you go. Good point.
Anyway, I wanted to mention that about Tim. Yes, there is a law in the state of Illinois. You cannot have anything hanging from your rearview mirror.
Ooh.
The reasoning that they use is that it's a distraction to your driving, which is why they want to make it so you can't talk on your cell phone while you're driving, too.
Right. It would be a distraction to me if I passed her and I saw the garter hanging from my sideswipe or something.
Well, you know, that's probably their justification right there, because you're not on the roads in Illinois, though. You're only on the roads in New Hampshire, so you're only a danger to the people in New Hampshire.
I used to have this big Incredible Hulk statue hanging from my mirror. I never got pulled over for that one.
Matt, any final thoughts?
No, that'll do it.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Hope you get the hell out of Illinois as soon as possible, because, man, the more I hear about Illinois, the less I ever want to set foot in
Obama land.
It is a bad, bad place. All right, so we are done for tonight. It has been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Yet another successful night on the phones. Thank you for everybody. Thank you to everybody for calling in and participating. You can tell it's a really successful night because we didn't really get a chance to bring up any of our prep.
Yeah.
And I had all kinds of stuff.
It's Free Talk Live, you know.
I had apes you can talk to, the rise of Ron Paul, and Wayne
apes
had
you can
internet,
talk to. That's not new.
Internet
We've been signing
taxes
for a long time.
Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow night. We'll be debating voting with somebody right at the top of the show. Hopefully, if all goes as planned, see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All right.